You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz. With the National Weather Service issuing a heat advisory, the Public Service Commission of Wisconsin is reminding customers of utility disconnection laws and providing tips to help customers stay safe this week. Wisconsin law prohibits a utility from disconnecting electrical service from occupied dwelling units when a heat advisory, heat warning, or heat emergency issued by the National Weather Service is in effect. Additionally, a utility is required to make reasonable attempts to reconnect service to an occupied dwelling that has been disconnected for non-payment when an occupant states that there is a potential threat to health or life that results from the combination of the heat and loss of service. The utility may require that an occupant produce a licensed physician statement or notice from a public health, social service, or law enforcement official, which identifies the medical emergency for the occupant. Utilities are encouraged to err on the side of human health and safety when making these reconnection decisions. Upon expiration of the heat advisory, heat warning, or heat emergency, the utility may disconnect service to a property that was reconnected during this period without further notice, if an appropriate payment arrangement has not been established. Customers can take simple steps that help keep temperatures low and save energy. Keep blinds and curtains closed. Unplug electronics like computers, televisions, and radios when not in use. Make sure the air conditioner is clean and maintained by checking your air filters, air intakes, radiators, and etc. Wash clothes or dishes early in the morning or late at night. Turn off lights when leaving a room. Utility customers who have questions about disconnections during periods of extreme temperatures should contact the Public Service Commission Consumer Affairs Bureau at 1-800-225-7729. Governor Tony Evers kicked off the new Child Care Bridge Payment Program. Child Care Counts was the federally funded program that started during the pandemic. It gave payments directly to child care providers. It expired at the end of June, and what to do next was one of the biggest sticking points during state budget negotiations. Up to a quarter of owners said they'd have to close without child care counts. The industry is at crossroads. Operating costs are high, but staff pay and profit margins are low, all while costs are high for many families. Governor Tony Evers said he wouldn't sign a budget without help for providers, and Republicans at first said they didn't want to pay providers directly. Eventually, they came up with a compromise in the Child Care Bridge Payment Program. That compromise starts this week as providers begin applying for support payments. The program will disperse $110 million to Wisconsin child care providers over the next year, but some owners say it's still not enough. Representatives from Amplify Gunderson Tri-State Ambulance recognized the life-saving efforts of Vernon County Sheriff's Office 911 dispatchers Sindel Johannes and Dylan Krause. Both were presented with Amplify EMS coins and certificates, illustrating their vital role in the success of a medical incident on February 3rd. In a display of teamwork, Johannes and Krause kept the links of the survival chain tight and intact, resulting in achieving an incredible outcome for the patient. Sheriff Roy Torgerson said that he greatly appreciates the amazing work of all the dedicated 911 communications professionals. He also thanked Amplify Gunderson for bestowing this great honor to a group that at times can be overlooked. People have arrived from all over the world to experience the EAA Air Venture Show in Oshkosh. It takes many hands to make the event a success. Brittany Merlo reports.
Volunteers arrive from all over the world in Oshkosh in early July, all for EAA Air Venture.
I love it. This is my, 10th year volunteering. I want to give back because this is my 31st year at Oshkosh.
That's Chuck Holderness, who volunteers at the admission gate.
I flew in the Bonanzas to Oshkosh 31 years ago, and I've done it every year since. It's unbelievable. We set the world record for the world's largest civilian formation flight. We had 133 of us one year, and then we actually had 149 another year, but we didn't go through all the paperwork to break the record. This year, we had 119 of us. So we're all on the runway at the same time, three abreast, 5 feet from my prop to the tail in front of me. It's exciting.
And Donna at security, her daughter is a 148th Fighter Wing pilot, but it's more than that that brings her here from Port Washington.
It's the meeting the people. You meet them from all over the world, basically, and mingling with them and making new friends.
Often described as a family reunion, even if you aren't a pilot, all are welcome.
I made friends already from Mississippi, from Arizona, from around this area, and we camp with them because I also camp here. And it's just family friendly over there and thousands of people camping.
Camp Scholar, a field of friends, volunteers, pilots, and more. No electricity and no problems. Even in the summer heat of July, 40,000 camp here in this 1 week. Anyone can volunteer, even if you don't have any background in aviation. Here's Dan Van Evenhoven.
You can drive the tram, which is kind of cool because you get to see the entire grounds. And you get to explain to people what different things are going on in different locations.
And you can even still sign up to volunteer right now. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Plain Fire and EMS three-day celebration will be held this weekend at Plain Community Park. Festivities will begin Friday afternoon at 2 with a youth softball tournament. Live music with High Mileage will be featured from 7 to 11. Saturday will feature a youth baseball tournament, the Travis Stanichka Memorial Volleyball Tournament at 10:30, a beanbag tournament, live music by Sean Shell from 4 to 7, and Cherry Pie from 8 to 11. The Beach Luau Parade will step off Sunday at 11. Food and refreshments will be available all weekend. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources and UW-Madison Division of Extension invite the public to participate in Aquatic Invasive Species Snapshot Day and help search for invasives across the state on Saturday, August 9th from 8:30 to 12:30. Snapshot Day is a statewide effort to protect Wisconsin streams, lakes, and wetlands by monitoring designated sites for invasive plants and animals that may threaten the state's wildlife and water ecosystems. This is a hands-on, community-driven approach to science, allowing volunteers to directly contribute to preserving Wisconsin's water health. On Snapshot Day, volunteers gather at local training sites hosted by community conservation partners and learn how to identify aquatic invasive species and follow search protocols. Participants will then visit designated monitoring sites to search for invasive species. Any invasives found will be cataloged, supporting the DNR's efforts to control and manage the spread of these species. Register online by Friday, August 8th to participate in Snapshot Day and help protect the lakes and rivers in your community. All ages are welcome to help search for invasive species, but the event is recommended for ages 8 and up. An adult must accompany all minors. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
The Brewers coming home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, a good West Coast trip for the Brewers, winning 5 of their 6 games. Yesterday, 17 hits in a 10-2 victory over the Mariners. Bryce Terang went 3 out of 5 with 3 runs batted in. Manager Pat Murphy.
Terang, you know, responded with some hits and a lot of good performances. Ortiz, really good play, good defense. Relentless, kind of stayed with it, scored in a bunch of different innings. That's what it takes.
The Brewers at home tomorrow night against the Marlins. NFL, the Packers training camp underway. The players getting their first look at their new state-of-the-art locker room.
Oh, man, I was amazed. Obviously, we knew all throughout OTAs that they've been building this new locker room and putting a lot of work into it. This is completely different than, obviously, the locker room we were in before, and it's very cool. So very high-tech. Everything's very nice in here. So we're definitely blessed to be in here.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
The music industry is mourning the death of Ozzy Osbourne. Tributes from fellow musicians, including his former band Black Sabbath, the band Osbourne helped found but was also asked to leave due to substance abuse issues in 1979. Osbourne later joined the band for reunion tours about 10 years ago, and they played together just a few weeks ago, which was Osbourne's final show. Ozzy passed away Tuesday at the age of 76 after struggling with health issues for years. More music news, Stevie Nicks and Lindsey Buckingham are obviously up to something. Last week, they both posted on Instagram the lyrics to the song Frozen Love, with Nicks posting "And If You Go Forward" and Buckingham finishing the lyric "I'll Meet You There." Speculation, according to Yahoo Entertainment, is that they are re-releasing Buckingham Nicks, their album from 1973, a prior work to them joining Fleetwood Mac. More rumors have been fueled now that a billboard is up on Sunset Boulevard near the studio where the album was recorded. Subtle stuff. Another potential big-time blockbuster hits the big screen this weekend at your local theaters. Fantastic Four: First Steps is the latest mega movie summer release, and reviews are pretty good. The film, which stars Pedro Pascal, Vanessa Kirby, and the Bears' Ebon Moss-Bacharach, is currently pulling an 87% certified fresh rating on Rotten Tomatoes. If you're wondering about the plot, well, I don't want to spoil it, but let's just say there's a lot of superhero-type stuff happening. If you're tired of franchise or superhero films and want a good scare, you have two options this weekend. The first has only one review, and it is negative. It stars Pete Davidson, and the early buzz is, it wouldn't surprise me if the movie poster read, "Don't get your hopes up." The second is called Together, and it is pulling a 100% on Rotten Tomatoes. Together stars Dave Franco and Alison Brie, and follows the story of a couple who decide to move to the country, which sounds great in real life, but in the movies, it is never a good idea. Let's go to the movies. One of the biggest films of the summer is Lilo and Stitch. The film broke a record with a Memorial Day opening of $183 million at the box office. It made over $4 million domestically and $1 billion worldwide. The film is now available to stream on Amazon Prime. You can purchase the film for $30 or rent it for $25. That's how they get you. Lilo and Stitch is certified fresh on Rotten Tomatoes with audience scores in the 90%. Fun for the whole family. It's been said that imitation is the highest form of flattery. We'll see if Elon Musk is flattered now that Luca Guadagnino has reportedly found an actor to play Musk in his new film, Artificial. According to Variety, actor Ike Barinholtz, star of Apple TV's The Studio, will play the former Trump chump in the film, which has been called a comedic drama set in the world of artificial intelligence. Amazon MGM is the studio behind the project, which is still in development. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms today with a high right around 86 this afternoon. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms early, then partly cloudy, will drop to 67 for a low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a slight chance of late day thunderstorms and a high right around 86. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 74.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.